What's good, everybody? It's Kimmy, and I'm back with my tea of the day. Of the motherfucking day. Welcome to season 5, episode 7, Cinco y Siente. And we just gotta discuss Pink Friday 2 rollout. It's not given. I'm not impressed. I love Nicki. Baby, I love you down. However, comma, I feel like you're sabotaging yourself. Like, we're rooting for you. We've been rooting for you. We want you to win. But it's given, you really don't care. Like, where's your lead single? And please don't tell me that the last time I saw you was the lead single. It would really be remiss for that to be your lead. To be honest, it was a lovely song, but it wasn't the song. It was not the song that's gonna make some motherfucking noise. It's not the song that's gonna move mountains. It's not the song that's gonna proclaim you as the queen. That was just a pop song. It was a cute ballad. It was cute R&B type of vibe to it. But literally, it came alive. It's like you performed it once. And it's gone. Make that make sense. Because it's not making sense. Who's on your team? And if you're going to put out that song, you should have put out a video. If you're trying to really sell the song. But to me, like, when you don't put out a video, you're not really selling the song. You just put it out. You put something out. Just to put it out. And in this particular climate, you cannot afford to just put out something you don't believe in. You can't put out shit that you're not really feeling like that. Because how are you promoting it? How are you really making it seem like, oh, this is something I believe in. Like, this is something, like, it's going to really hit home. This is something that's going to change your life. This is something that's going to X, Y, and Z. If you don't believe it, how the fuck are we supposed to believe that? So we have the song that came and went. And then we have the VMAs. You're supposed to be hosting, and you were supposed to perform. The hosting was okay. It didn't seem like you fully hosted the show, unless you wanted to. But the hip-hop performance and your red outfit, you ate. And you could tell everyone loved you just coming out and everyone singing every word to your song. The first performance when you were in the black. When you did Last Time I Seen You, and then you previewed a song, Big Difference. Big Difference Eats. Is it going to be an extremely popular song? No, this is going to be like one of your rap songs. Which we love that. However, comma, why did you not release that song after getting all the traction and excitement from that song and what that song could mean? And you did nothing with it. You did nothing with the excitement. That should have been your first single from the album. Because that song eats. That song is extremely direct. The song is braggadocious as you are. It's raw. It's hip-hop. It's all of that. And you fumbled your opportunity to really have your big one. To show you a big difference. So, the song is called Big Difference. Like, you're stating that you are... It's a big difference between you and these other rap girls. But is there? Is there really a big difference? Because it's given... You're all fumbling in the bag. You're all talking about the same subjects. You're all talking about the same topics. You're all throwing shots and songs, but not being direct about it. It's given... Is it really a big difference? Like, yeah, you can tell... But they're performing way better than you. I'm sorry, but not sorry. Like, it is what it is. Like, your performances have not been up to par. Like, it has not moved. It hasn't done anything. And I get that you're not a girl that dances. Cool, but you have that. There have been performances where you danced and you executed it. And those performances live rent-free in my mind. But in these recent years, in these recent performances, they have not given stop fucking with me. It's given I'm so lost. I'm still trying to figure out my footing in this new age of these female rappers. And I'm stuck. And it's okay to be stuck. It's okay to feel lost. It is okay to have the feelings that you have. But vocalize the shit. Be human about the shit. So then we can understand a little bit more of what it is. So you fumbled, big difference. Red Ruby the Sleeve. Perfect comeback song. When you came back, top of the year. And it was cute. It did what it did. But the video was not needed. Like, the video gave no effort. The video said, you know what? I'm just going to be in the back of my house and record a video real quick. Because they want a video. Again, stop putting out songs that you don't fully believe in. That's not going to be a movement. Lastly, you dropped the date. And then you moved back the date. So now the official date is November 17th of this year. I'm still only single and we're in the 1st of October. That's scary. And artists, just in general, y'all need to stop just sending a pre-save link to Spotify or Apple Music. Everyone does not have that. Everyone does not use that. If you want to do a pre-save link, you need to put it on your website or on all streaming services. It should be a pre-save link to be able to pre-save the album. So we can all get whatever treats that you're trying to give when we pre-save. Because, of course, that adds to the first week sales. And it's smart. It's a smart tactic. Y'all all do it. I love that for y'all. Just be more including of the people who may not use Spotify and may not have Apple would be ideal. But still no first single. The album cover eats. Pink Friday 2, meaning that you're trying to get back to When We Fell in Love with You. The nostalgic of what Pink Friday was. The crossover between pop and rap. Which you, that's not necessarily introduced, but how you elevated it to the masses and made it acceptable to be versatile. And that's why a lot of these female rappers / pop stars / R&B girls or whatever you want to add them to are eating. Hence the Rich Kitty. She's versatile as fuck. She understood the assignment and she's playing in the same background in the same field that Nicki Minaj watered. I love that for her. So we have the album cover, which is great. These videos better eat. These performances better eat. You have to, like, there's no music. There's no excitement about Pink Friday 2. And that's the problem. Like, it should be everywhere. Everyone should be talking about, oh, guess what? Pink Friday 2 is dropping. Nicki Minaj is dropping Pink Friday 2. I can't wait. I'm excited. Like, there's no noise. This album's not making any noise. And that's not a good look. And we're a month in. We're a month in before you drop your next album. And we're having the same scenarios as Queen. With the rollout being messy. And Queen's album 8. But because of all the foolishness, it was overlooked. By being one of their most bar-heavy albums you've had. And now you're in it still with Cardi B. 5-6 years later, like, you're helping her continue to stay here. But beefing with this chick. If you ended it and you deaded it, she probably would not be here anymore. But no, every time you put... Now they're connecting your name with her name. Always. And now they're comparing you. When y'all should never have been compared to begin with. You know, two different artists. One that actually raps. One actually writes. One is a female who is very... she can perform her ass off. And she's going to give you sick videos, which you should have been fucking giving us. If we're being completely honest about it, because you have the budget. You've had the budget. So, we need to stop beefing with her. There's no need. If you're going to put on some gloves, if you're going to fight it out, if you're going to do whatever, get it done. Because it's back and forth. It's timing. It's back and forth. It's dragging. It's annoying at this point. And it needs to stop. Because it's tarnishing your brand. And your husband is tarnishing your brand by bringing the street shit into the music industry, into rap. Like, I get why you chose him. I understand, because you wanted protection. You wanted to feel like you was protected. And every other man that you've been with, you never felt that. So, I get it. Especially with you not fucking with a lot of people, a lot of people not fucking with you. I get it from that standpoint. However, he's going to fuck up your brand. Never the legacy, but your brand is going to be tarnished. And I don't know if you'll be able to repair that. So you really need to think long and think hard of your next move. This next single, this next announcement, this next something has to eat. And you have to just let the numbers play. Let the numbers do what they need to do. Do interviews. Queen Radio needs to be revamped if you're gonna continue to do that. Even though, like, the hate train ended, but it can reunite again. And I get why you did Queen Radio, because you and Raiders were not getting along. But now you are. That's why you're getting plaques and all that stuff. That's why you're still the highest selling female rapper to this day, because you're still getting what's owed to you. But you don't need to fuck up your brand, fuck up your legacy that you fought tooth and nail to get. It honestly makes no sense. So Pink Friday 2 coming out next month on the 17th. What are we getting? What are we getting ourselves into? I noticed that today, New Body's snippets of the video actually came out. So I don't know if you leaked it, your team leaked it, or who leaked it. The video 8. We need stuff like that. Like, that's a video. These pictures I'm seeing that seems nothing but pinks, nothing but, like, girly, nothing but Nikki. Nikki aesthetic. Hopefully that's a visual album. Hopefully Pink Friday will be a visual album. Pink Friday 2. Hopefully it's going to actually tell a story. Like, yeah, you gave a date, but maybe that's your plan all along. And if that's your plan to, you gave a date, but you just gonna drop the album with the visuals attached to it, hopefully telling a story, that would be queen shit. That would be something a female rapper never done before. That would be something a rapper in general have not fully done and succeeded before with. So if you're doing that, let us in on that so we have hope. But we need you to show up as a queen and stop showing up as a peasant. Stop showing up like the regular girl. Stop showing up like you're really threatened. And you shouldn't be. Because you don't bring what they bring. But your fan base, your rap, you actually rap, you actually write, you actually are in demand. And we're rooting for you. But you really just need to fuck with who you fuck with, and that's it. The whole going back and forth on Twitter, keep on trying to defend yourself. I'm sorry, but queens don't defend themselves like that. Queens are quiet. And I know that that's how you've always been, and that's how you always felt. And that's why we do like you, because you are real. But it's time to be quiet now. It's just time to show and prove. That's it. You can keep on doubting me out this is who I am. This is Pink Friday too, guys. Enjoy. And eat on this fucking tour. These performances that's coming up. What are they going to hit for? Are you performing? Are you in rehearsals now to get ready for those performances? So you hit every move you need to hit. You're dancing, you're doing this. No floor movement, please. No floor movement on tour or any performance, and no pools on any video. Please. No kiddie pools. We're over it. It's done. It's that. Give us something like, do we have a problem moment? Give us something like busting moment. Give us those type of visuals. Good form is cute. Like, Queen's videos, for the most part, was decent. It was good. It was getting there. But do we have a problem? Like, that was a statement. We need statements in this era. And for me to you, we're a little scared. Because we don't know what we're getting ourselves into. We don't know what you're giving. But we've seen what you gave so far. And for me, I'm not impressed. I'm still going to rock with you. I'm still going to be a fan. But I haven't been moved. And the antics and the this and the that is not helping the scenario. It's not helping the bigger picture. It's just not. This was Kimi's Tea of the Day, Season 5, Episode 7. Yeah. If you want to hop on the podcast, let me know. Let's get into some things. Let's get into some hard topics, some softer pop culture topics. Just hit me up on Kimi's, Kimi Holder on the IG. And I Kimi Holder on Facebook. Of course, I have my own website. So Kimi Holder, KimiTheDay.com. And you can listen to my podcast anywhere podcasts are streaming. Laters. And again, I just want to premise this video by saying, I don't hate you. I love you. You've always been that female rapper that just gets it and does it for me. And you will. But I definitely need more. I need something different. And if I need something different from you, I need a different conversation, a different talk. Because you can do it. But you always basically saying how better you are or different or everyone's following you, everyone looks up to you. We get that already. Your pussy's fat. Your pussy's wet. Get that too. Can we have a different conversation in these records? Like, I like when you're braggadocious. I love that. But can we have something different than the sex talk? Can we have something different than they want to be me talk? It has to be more than like, right? Let's talk about Papa Bill. Let's talk about your marriage. Let's talk about some real shit. Like, tell a story. Because, bitch, you can, like, when you rap and you really tell a story, like, you tell the fucking story. Let's not forget that, like, the different dynamics you got, sweetie.